Your folks send you these books? I asked. My mom, he said. I think she has ambition for me. What happened to you? We were in a convoy going to Dak To from Khantoum. A couple of trucks up front got hit with mines. They set them off from the side of the road. We stopped, and then we got hit with everything at the same time. I was trying to get behind a truck when it was hit by a mortar. Oh. I remember going up, but I don't remember coming down. Where are you from? Las Vegas. I didn't ask him about his eyes. I didn't want to know. I read to him from the Jimenez, a small story about what a village looked like on a Sunday morning when everyone had gone to a bullfight. It was a simple story, and it gave you a sense of the author being at peace with the world. Once, when I looked up, I saw that he was crying. I kept on reading. I wrote Mom a letter. I tried to make it funny. I told her that I had been hit in the leg and the wrist, and now I was laying up getting fat. I told her that getting fat was my biggest problem. I thought of writing her a real letter, but I didn't have anything on my mind that I wanted her to know. I didn't want to say how afraid of dying I had been. I didn't want to say that I had a feeling that I wouldn't get back home. Brew. I thought about Brew a lot. I felt so sorry for him. I remembered laying on the chopper next to him. I remembered feeling his hand. I wondered if he had felt mine. I thought about his praying and had to push him from my mind. They moved me from one room in the hospital to a recovery ward. In the new ward, there were a lot of guys playing cards, playing dominoes. A Spec 4 asked me if I wanted to play poker. I shook my head no. He's a boonies rat, a guy said. You know they ain't right for 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah? The Spec 4 looked me up and down. Maybe he can play later. On the way to the PX, an officer stopped me and asked me why I was out of uniform. The uniform he wore had creases ironed into the shirt. Everything about him was polish and crease. He wanted to know what outfit I was with, and when he found out I was in the hospital, how long I had been there. He was challenging me, daring me to say something wrong. When he told me I could go on to the PX, I turned around and started back to the hospital. He said he thought I was going to the PX. I told him I had lost my appetite.